Okay, guys, so we are back. This is our third episode. I'm Latina Envy.
And I'm She's a Her.
And it's just two local drag queens who are sharing their unsolicited opinions about drag queens who are far more successful than I will ever be, at least.
And probably than I will ever be.
So this week's challenge is the ball.
Yes.
I'm excited for this.
The ball is literally my favorite challenge. Like, this is, like, design challenges, drag on a dime. The ball are, like, the reason I started drag is I love that making stuff out of nothing and just using things around, like, in the show, using things around the workroom. But in my own life, like, using things around the dollar store, the like, $2 aisle in Walmart, things around your apartment and creating, like, these just amazing looks is, like, what I love about drag. And, like, sometimes I think Drag Race gets really, like, saturated with, like, designers and stuff. Like, a lot of these girls go get, like, $1,000 dresses, hair from stuff. But the one thing I love seeing about ball challenges or design challenges is it puts everyone on the same, like, platform.
Yep,
the same like, thing. Like, you are using whatever you got. It doesn't matter if it's sewing, hot glue, or you just safety pinned it together. Like, we've had safety pin looks win, sewing looks win,
hot glue win. Bandela Creme,
yeah,
she won on a hot glue look.
And I know other queens have too. I can't think either, but I definitely know there's queens that have well, Miss Fisherlicious on Canada. Speaking of Canada.
Yeah.
Canada season 3, she won. She was in the bottom, but she was on the top with both hot glue looks.
Yeah.
So, and,
I mean, a hot glue moment is a hot glue moment.
Exactly. I love hot glue. I have a sewing machine, and I know how to use it. I can sew. I'm not a seamstress, but I can run something through a machine. But I will always fall back to trusty hot glue, because it just... If it fucks up at the club, you can just hot glue it quick. Why, if you fuck up a seam or something, you're like, oh, do I have, like... And I cannot hand sew, so it's like, well, I'm fucked.
Yeah. I can't relate, because I haven't had any costumes that I made out of hot glue. I need to get on that. We were just talking about that earlier.
Exactly.
I need to be more resourceful like that.
But I feel like you've done stuff, though, that you have, like, put things together.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started drag, I did hot glue some shoes together. I had, like, denim shoes, and they were kind of sick, but the glue kept coming off, and I would try to re-glue it, and eventually it just became so tedious that I was like, honestly, I'm just going to take it off, because the boots would, like, bend and stuff, so the glue would just break off.
Okay.
So it was hard to keep it on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I started off in my drag, like, kind of creating conceptual looks. I mean, I still kind of do. But it's more so, like, thrifted stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I'm crafty, but I need to push myself, definitely. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But I love the ball challenge because I love a good look. I do like looking kind of cunty. And I do, like, I don't know. I like being comfortable in, like, my own body, and my theory is if I look good, I feel good, you know? And so I like dressing up, and it's never like anything too crazy. Like, I'm never like, oh, this is like a designer look. I'm just like, I don't know, I found these at Dig and Save and they look hot and I'm gonna wear them. And I don't know, I like pulling looks, so this is what I'm excited for. And I saw that it's the weather ball. That was kind of just like, okay, what are they gonna do, like element looks? I don't know.
Yeah,
like, airbender. That's what I thought at first.
I will say this about Canada is Canada has some of the most creative, like, episodes and challenges. Mm-hmm. And so if any of our listeners, you've watched Drag Race US and you're wanting, you're just edging out to go out and look at the other franchises, I highly recommend Canada.
Yes.
There's three seasons. The casts are all phenomenal. The challenges are really good and creative and fun. Sometimes the mini challenges are like, wait, this could be a real challenge.
Yeah.
Like, they're very creative. And I'm going to say this. I think I was not a Brooke lover on season 11. I don't really jive with her style of drag. And so I was really like, am I going to like her as a host? And she is actually one of my favorite hosts.
Really?
I kind of like her more than RuPaul.
Oh, interesting. I mean, yeah, I really liked Brooklyn in her season. I was rooting for her. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of was turned off by her after she hosted the first season.
The first season in Canada?
Yeah, I couldn't, like, connect with her. Like, I like, would watch her. I'm like, I don't know. Something seems off. Like, she doesn't seem like the Brooklyn that I saw in season 11. Like, she was just, like, super confident. I don't know. Maybe it was just, like, the pressure of, like, hosting a show and trying to, like, reach or, like, meet, like, RuPaul's expectations, maybe. But then I, like, grew to love her. And I loved her in season 2. I loved her in season 3. And I love her and this. Like, she is so good. And she has gotten wittier, and, like, I can tell that she's definitely more comfortable, and I'm excited, and I do like her drag.
I like her drag, well, her drag now that she's got money, I'm like, I love it. But I feel like on season 11, she's cast as very the pageant queen, as opposed to, like, Evie's, like, more non-polished, but, like...
Like, spooky, edgy?
Spooky, edgy, creative... Yeah. Drag, and so I jive more with Evie, and that's why I was like, she's good, but I'm not really like, she doesn't have like that in draw factor. But as this host, if she were to come back on All Stars, she would be easily my favorite.
For sure.
And I love her. And so, but yes, to the listeners, if you're looking to branch out into other franchises, I recommend Canada. And other ones I'd recommend España. Which is unfortunate we've not gotten to see any of the Espana queens.
I know, I was thinking about that yesterday.
On the Versus the World, which is really disappointing because the host there is actually my favorite host, Supreme Deluxe. I think it's Deluxe, and maybe something different. I don't know Spanish. I'm probably butchering this poor host name, but she's my favorite host, and I highly recommend also Drag Race Espana if you're wanting some of the best drag you've ever seen in the world.
I tried rewatching Drag Race Italia yesterday.
Okay.
And I saw, like, their entrances, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm excited to see Electric Bionic.
Electric Bionic.
Yeah. I mean, I know that she, spoiler alert, I know that she wins that season, but when she walked in, I was like, holy crap, like, this is a look, and, like, I don't know, I need to watch it. I didn't watch it with subtitles. And just to see if I could understand it, but...
Yes.
I couldn't.
I love Frida Kent. I also love Electra Bionic. Actually, I have some tea about Drag Race Italia and Canada versus the World.
Okay. What's...
Do you want to hear it? Okay.
Wait, is it relatable to think that we will...
Well, it's relatable to the show.
Okay.
So, initially... Again, this is not... I do not have ties to production, so this could be wrong. It could be very wrong. However, according to sources on the internet.
It's kind of saucy.
And lives from other queens. Electra Bionic was originally supposed to be on this season of Canada versus the World.
That is tea.
Yes, because she's one of the few Italia queens that knows, that's fluent in English. And they wanted her to give her this chance to get on. Same with Isis, to give them more of name recognition based off of their, you know, they won both their seasons, but they didn't get a lot of attention. And so they wanted to bring her on this to give her more of an exposure. So, but she denied it because she wasn't feeling like she was that good with English. She wants to get... She said that she would love to do another one versus the world, but she wants to make better looks, like get a little more money to get some good looks, which I was like, girl, you already turned some amazing looks on your season.
Just based off that entrance look, I'm excited, and I can't even imagine like the looks.
Yes. And then she just wanted to get a little more fluent in English,
okay,
which I don't blame her because let's not lie, like, at least on American base, they are kind of not really great toward people that have English as their second language. They kind of stereotype them and they judge them really unfairly. That's my hot take.
It's like, watching, like, Drag Race and just watching, like, all, like, the Latin queens who have English as their second language. And I just see, like, the frustration where they're just like, I'm funny. It's just, like, it doesn't translate well.
Exactly.
And, like, I'm like, yeah, I definitely get that because it took me a long time to, like, figure out how to be sarcastic in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can make jokes in Spanish and my humor translates. But it took me a while. And, like, mm-hmm. being fluent, I'm just like, oh, like, I can totally understand. I can see how frustrating it can be to, like, try to, like, do something and no one gets a joke. Because also there's, like, a cultural, like, difference.
Exactly.
Like, whatever Americans think are funny, like, Latin Americans don't. And so we're like, okay.
Yeah.
So I totally see it. Like, I would definitely want to better my English. I need to better my English right now.
I do too. This is the only language I learned and I'm still struggling. So losing.
Yeah, I'm not the best. So if you guys hear me stutter, hear me mispronounce something, you know, fuck y'all. I'm just kidding.
Give it 5 stars and push on.
For real. Like, I'm not here to get judged, okay?
All
I'm
right. kidding.
But I think we should get started.
Let's get into this episode. I definitely know I do a little, like, unknowable, like, split second vocal, like, thing.
It's like a warm up, a vocal warm up.
Exactly. It's like giving, like, Isis's that. When she goes on the runway. Oh!
Yes. If you guys haven't watched this episode yet, you guys will understand, like, the reference that we're trying to make. But yes. So last episode, our friend Stephanie Prince went home, which is very sad. But also, we weren't surprised.
Yes.
She wasn't, just like Raja said, like, she was told to step up her pussy, and it dropped down, but not on the beat.
Yes. So. And I think it's a classic case mm-hmm. of a queen just getting to a queen that's not necessarily has the biggest personality, getting two big personality episodes in a row. Oh, because yeah. I saw her looks for this, saw two of them, didn't see the final look, obviously, she didn't make it, but both of them were really good, and I think she would have definitely been safe this episode.
An opinion that I have about, like, drag queens is that drag is not just about looking good, you know, like, yes, it's part of the drag experience, but it's not just the drag experience. You
absolutely,
like, you have to be good at makeup, obviously, and, like, be able to, like, create a look and whatever. But I mean, you should be, like,
you gotta have some sort of a persona.
Yeah, like, and, like
if your persona's purposely laid, like, there's queens that are very successful with purposely laid back personas. Like, mm-hmm. I would say, like Pearl.
Yeah,
Pearl's known for being more of a, not a persona, not of this personality, but more of a vibe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can be that more chilled vibe energy. Like, almost be like a stoner queen. Or, like, more of, like, a low energy queen. But it's intentional. There's intention behind it. And for Stephanie, her, like, low energy did not come across as intentional. Yeah. Or as, this is what I want to do.
I also feel like maybe she was just too, she rushed herself to get back on TV, you know, maybe she needed that Drag Race experience to kind of, like, figure herself out, because maybe she's still growing and learning about who she is as a person. And I mean, I have nothing against her and I wish her the best, but yeah, I do agree that they did push two strong, like, personality challenges out there right away. But maybe it's for the good to, like, kind of, like, what is the term?
Trick out the queens with the charisma.
Yeah, I was going to make a sporting reference because I've been watching a lot of soccer.
Okay.
But I was like, I don't think I know any.
I don't know. I went to Vintage. Cheers to Vintage East Side.
Oh.
I showed growth by not getting the bottom of samosas.
She just got one.
I just got, well, I got a Bloody Mary. Because I, you know, growth. You know, we're not trying to spend... 16. Well, they're reasonably priced. Yeah, I will give them that.
Yeah.
However, there was soccer on, and these two people next to us are from the UK, and they were watching England versus Senegal, and they were very into it. And I was like, I've been sitting here for 45 minutes, and no team has scored. Like, I was like, I don't get it.
When,
like,
are you going to sachet or whatever sports things that they do? I don't
know. They were very into it. They were getting... Like, they were very into it, but it was like, I was like, oh my god. Like,
boys and their balls. I mean, boys just love balls.
They do.
Yeah.
And those soccer players look good. They so do. I understand why.
That's why I watch it. My dad was a
They're cute. They're really cute.
Yes.
They have been baseball players and swimmers. Very cute. Maybe not swimmers. Sometimes swimmers can be a little... I'm not, like, big for, like, really, like, ripped men. That's something I like about soccer is it's more, like, about that those big legs, big butt, and, like...
It's the butt for me.
That's what I like. I'm not, like, about, like... I don't know. Sometimes a six-pack and, like, big packs and big scares me a little bit. It's like, you're not...
Like, I don't know what you're trying to achieve here.
Yeah, it feels like they're wearing, like, a breastplate.
Yeah, it's, like, good for you, but, I mean, I just like a little something to, like, poke. Or, like, yeah, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know. That was our sports reference.
We're like... We're talking about, what are we talking about? And then all of a sudden we get to, like, you know what? We're just not really into men with six packs. If you have a six pack, good luck dating us, you fucking ugly ass bitch.
But if you do have a six pack and you want to hit it, just let me know.
Yeah. Please DM us and share with us your secrets.
Any secrets.
Yeah. It cannot involve working out. It cannot involve having a restrictive diet. And for me, it cannot be cutting out wine. So...
just don't cut out chocolate because that's all I like, but yeah, everything else I'm fine with. I mean,
yeah,
stretch me out, but yeah, I'm a hoe. Not gonna lie.
We all are.
So Stephanie went home. We saved, who did we save?
We saved Anita. Wiglet. That's right. All the way from New Zealand, which I think I agree. Isis was the one that sent... her sister home. They were on the same season together. They're both from Canada, but Isis said that she's just sending her home because it was strategic. Because she was in the bottom, and then she's in the bottom again. It makes sense.
Yeah, she's playing based off of, like, their track record, and so it's like, you know what? Yeah, you're done. Two and done, you know? And that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I would probably do the same.
Yeah.
Now, I don't agree with the judging on... I don't agree with the bottoms. Like, again, I thought Anita should have gone home first week.
Yeah.
And then the next week, I was like, well, Anita should have gone home again. Mm-hmm. But...
But Stephanie should have... I mean, was...
Been in the bottom.
Yeah.
But that runway, I think, should have been... If I was on that runway versus her versus Anita's... I'm like, Stephanie, you stick around, because but if I knew a design challenge was coming up, I said, Stephanie, I love you, girl. I know you're going to crush the next episode.
Yeah.
So you're going to go.
Get out.
Compliment her, but also boot her.
But boot her out. And you're like, you know what? You are competition. Bye.
Bye.
Actually, speaking of her looks, for her entrance look on her Instagram, I noticed that she had a different hair. I'm trying to remember now.
And did the hair get messed up in the traveling back?
I wonder because she was using that little, like, hair. I don't know. But on her Instagram, she was using a different hair, and it was, like, sculpted.
Okay.
Maybe
it
just really
couldn't fit in the suitcases.
Maybe she got it after, or whoever, whatever the factor is. But I was like, damn, like, your whole look would have been so much better if you had this. But you know what? Sometimes things just don't work out.
Fortunate case of, like, Drag Race US or Canada, because the countries are so big, you have to fly.
Yeah.
To get there. And, like, one thing I love about, like, again, if you know something else, please message us and say, this is the real truth. With UK and España and all those, like, European countries, they don't have to fly.
Yeah, because
they can
so
do
small.
The train or stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I remember season one of Netherlands, people were asking, how'd you get these giant looks in? And they're like, oh, production showed up with, like, a moving truck. And they would just load their stuff into the moving truck and then drive to set.
What? That's so cool.
Because the countries are not huge. And so... Maybe we should do Drag Race more localized. Instead of Drag Race US, do, like, Drag Race Midwest, Drag Race Northeast, Drag Race California. And that way these girls don't have to... Or maybe World of Wonder should just send a moving truck out and...
Get, like, those little pods. Like, the moving pods.
Send them that way. Because then the queens can bring bigger looks. And, like, that doesn't mean more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just means they can make stuff that's yeah. bigger and more grandiose.
That is but. Insane. I want to know how... Sorry, we're, like, going on tangents. Eventually, we'll start this episode. But I want to know how Victoria Scone got that metal, like, corset thing that she was wearing in the second episode? Yeah.
The second episode.
I don't know how she got that.
I don't know. It looked like it suitcase. Folded at least in yeah. flat.
But then it was still, like, pretty big. I mean.
Yeah, she maybe had a big.
Like a crate?
Maybe she hung it. Maybe it was like a carry-on.
But it's metal. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know.
If you work for TSA, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. All yeah. I know is name drop another show, Dragula.
Okay.
Icon, legend, future winner of Titan Season 1, Coco Kane.
Okay.
Is not... I hate using the word notorious, but is, like, very well known mm-hmm. for flying. And because her breastplates are so big and heavy, she doesn't want to pay extra or she can't fit them on... So she'll wear them on the plane.
What?
And she'll be in, like, big, giant titties. I'll show you a photo after of her sitting on the plane. Astra took a photo of her. And it's just her on her phone. One hand has nails on it. The other hand doesn't, so she can use her phone. Hair, giant titties, and she's just on the plane, just chilling. I'm like, this is drag.
That
like,
is a vibe. Oh my god, that's so cute.
So maybe that's how they fly with it. They maybe. Bring it as a carry-on, and they just are like, this is my purse or whatever.
Hmm. Well, I'll let you guys know how I fly when I get on Drag Race. As if. I'm just kidding. It's a dream. It'd be fun. I think it'd be fun. But who knows? I don't know if I take drag that serious yet. I just started, you know? I'm just getting into it.
So. Might as well have fun with it.
Yeah, so... It's fun.
Well, speaking of fun, we should
yeah,
let's pop into this episode.
Absolutely.